Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Words Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. Amen. So, thank God for all you listening on this blessed Tuesday. Once again, we're coming with Baptism Part 5. Original setup, how Christ set up and laid the foundation and set up how baptism is to be done, to be performed, and the giving us all what we need to know concerning baptism. Amen. So, glory be to God. And as I wait for my brother to join me, Brother Robert Gross, we'll be coming together on this one, on this part 5. And after the night, one more part left. Lord, say the same tomorrow night, part 6. But we'll be dealing with part 5 tonight. Amen. And once again, we're doing this because we're letting you know about the foundation Christ laid and the principles that he set up on this foundation. And he is expecting his people to be founded on this foundation, to be enwrapped on these principles. And some of God's people have gotten away from this. And this is why the Lord is doing the work of restoring in these last days. Because he is restoring the body of Christ completely to be back on the foundation he laid. Amen. Glory to God. So this is why we're giving this to you. Like I said, we hadn't even got into the meat of the discussion in the Word of God, what we need to get to, but we're going to get to that. And that is concerning the falling away. And the reason why we're showing you about Christ, the things that he originally set up, once again, that you may understand when we get into the falling away, what was lost, stolen, or taken? Okay? Why is there needs to be a restoring? Now, let me put my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. God bless. Okay, we're having a little technical difficulties. And I think that my brother may end up having to go out and call back in. That's okay. Glory to God. Amen. We bind every demonic interference, every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you. We rebuke your plans. We plead the blood of Jesus against your works. We command you right now to cease in your operations. You will not hinder this broadcast. The word of God will go forth in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. You can't stop it. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord shall go forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. The word of the Lord. Try my brother again. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you today?
Oh, brother, thank God. Another blessed day. Once again, another golden opportunity to give the gospel and
Amen.
You know what I'm coming with now. And I know that devil said, I'm tired of him saying that every broadcast. And I'm glad he's tired because I'm going to keep on saying it. Once again, a chance to knock that devil upside the head, okay? He looked like he tried to hinder you from coming on here, and he failed. Yeah. Amen? He
every
failed.
Time I had to go back three times to get through.
I tell you what, that devil doesn't want us to get the word out, but, you know, our Jesus is stronger, bigger, and better than the enemy. So, therefore, you know, as I saw you trying to get on and you had to get off and come back on, I started binding the demonic forces because what we're giving to the people is very important, okay? And this is what I'm letting the people know. We're not on this broadcast to waste nobody's time, okay? We're on the broadcast to give you the word of truth, amen? So, without further ado, I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer, and we're going to go into the lesson today.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for waking us up, for giving us, Lord God, our right minds, for bringing us to this place, O Lord God, for drawing all the people that you have drawn to this, Lord God, broadcast in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, they may think that they have just tuned in, but it is you that drew them here. Now, Lord God,
we ask,
Lord God, that you lead them, guide them, direct them, Lord God, into all truth, that you give them, Lord God, light, illumination, understanding of your word, O Lord God, that you make it plain in their ears, their minds, and their understanding. In Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, we rebuke all the powers of the adversary, Lord God, that will try to hinder them, that will try to stop them, that will try to make them cease. In Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for all these things. Thank you for loosing your angels, Lord God, to do battle for us in the heavenlies, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word may go forth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of the Lord and prayer. I'm going to open up tonight, and my brother's going to come behind me here as we go on baptism part five. I want to go to starting off and get run a few scriptures by you, and then I will turn it over to the hands of my brother. I want to go in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And what I want to say is that we have been talking about the water baptism. Been talking about baptism, but the last one we've been talking about is the water baptism. We had not talked a whole lot about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, where you fill to the overflow, but we have another part of a series coming up, which I know that will fit well with it. But we have been talking about the water baptism, and we have been explaining to you why we have been letting people know more about how faith and repentance is the key, and the water is invalid without faith and repentance. And it wasn't that my brother and I was telling you that water baptism has no part, because it is in the plan of God. But I want you to know, as I go into the scriptures here, that water baptism is symbolic and is a testimony. I'm going to say it again. Water baptism is symbolic and is a testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Now, we see in these verses that Jesus is telling us what gate to go through. He said the straight gate. He didn't say the wide gate. He said the straight gate. Now, according to Webster, and according to the original Greek word for gate there, A gate overall is a means of entrance and or exit. So according to the word of God here, we're told that this straight gate is a means for entrance unto the road that leads to eternal life. Hallelujah. And what I want you all to know is that the baptism is part of this gate, okay? The beginning is faith and repentance. The baptism is part of this gate, okay? But remember, as we told you before, that without faith and repentance, the water baptism is invalid, okay? In order for it to be valid, faith and repentance has to be exercised first, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost because we need to address this thing. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 13 to verse 16. Because remember, I told you that the water is symbolic and is a testimony. Once again, the water is symbolic and is a testimony. Okay? It's symbolic in dealing with the gate. Being a gate is not a literal gate, but part of an entrance way unto the life, the road that leads to eternal life. Here in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 16, when John the Baptist is baptizing, verse 13 says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Now, here's the thing I want you to see in this verse here. First of all, let's remember this. Jesus, at that time, was and is holy. Now, I just took a pause right there because I want that to sink in, okay? The water didn't make him holy. Hallelujah. Mm. See, we got people that thinking that the natural water makes them holy. And this is why they're so excited. They're more excited getting baptized in water than actually walking and living the life of Christ. Amazing, ain't it? But it's true. They will run you over when you say, hey, I want to baptize you in water. Oh, they all for it. Because as I told you on the other broadcast before, people are more into getting baptized than they are to serving Christ. They are more to getting baptized in water than they are walking in holiness. So Jesus was and is holy.
Amen.
And notice that by him being holy, he still went and got baptized. What was he doing? He was showing the children of men that he was humbling himself before the Father. And he was witnessing to the Father that he was obedient, you know, he would be obedient in keeping his commandments. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us that Jesus left us an example that we shall follow in his steps. Amen. So here's the thing. When you go into the waters of baptism, okay, hallelujah, it's like you're following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into the water. And get what? Guess this. You're showing the same thing. Now, once again, it is not valid if you're not exercising faith or repentance. And remember, the water baptism is symbolic and it's a testimony. So when you're getting baptized in water before others, you are showing unto them that you have humbled yourself before the Father and that you are willing to be obedient in keeping his commandments, just like Jesus did. Because remember, Jesus was holy, okay? I'm going to patch my other brother on here with us. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for you. Brother Keevan, good to hear from you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are talking about the water baptism and, amen, and we're talking about how that Jesus, being holy, was not made holy by the water, okay? And you got people who actually think the natural water makes them holy, okay? And this is why they're so quick to get baptized, but not so quick to serve Christ. They're so quick to get baptized and not so quick to walk in holiness, okay? Hallelujah. Jesus, being holy, was baptized in water. To what? To fulfill the plan of God. So when we get water baptized, it's the fulfilling of the plan of God. It is not the plan of God itself. And people have made water baptism the main thing. It is not the main thing. Okay? It is not valid if there's no faith and repentance. Okay? Hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus, when we accept him, cleanses us and makes us holy. It's not the water. Okay? But Jesus was witnessing to the children of men. See, that's the thing that people miss. It just like, for example, by the water being symbolic and a testimony. It's like your wedding rings, okay? When the husband and wife had their wedding rings on, it is what? It is a testimony to what? To people. That what? That we're married, okay? It is a outward show, okay? But it don't do no good if you didn't go through the ceremony. It does no good, okay? In other words,
amen.
A man can't just pick a woman out there and say, hey, put this ring on. That's my wife right there. That ain't working, okay? That's not going to work at all, okay? You just going to throw a ring. That's not going to work. If you ain't went through the proper ceremony, the rings are invalid. The inner covenant has to be made first through that ceremony in order for the rings to be valid. But those rings, once again, is a testimony. And that's what water baptism is. When you get baptized in water, it is a testimony to others that what? That you're willing to serve the Lord, that you have humbled yourself before the Father, and you're witnessing unto the children of men that you have done this and that you are willing to be obedient in keeping his commandments. Amen. Because it's the same way our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. Hallelujah. But once again, if you have not done the first works, you are perpetrating a lie. I know people don't want to hear that. That's the truth. And there's a whole lot of people been perpetrating a lie. All they've been doing is got put in water. Okay? So they did not do their first works. And this is why when you talk to some of them, you say, hey, are you saved? The first thing they tell you, well, I was baptized when I was 9. Yeah, I ain't asked you, was you baptized, what year you, and what age you were baptized. I asked you, are you born again? Because why? They think that's born again, okay? They think that being in the water is born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 6. I want to look at Romans chapter 6 right quick, because Romans chapter 6, we know some scriptures have a twofold application. Okay, a twofold application. Glory to God. And Romans chapter 6, when it talks about baptized right here, I see the twofold application, the spiritual side, and I see what the representation in dealing with the water. So since we're talking about the water, I want to talk about that in that respect there. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Now, the first spiritual baptism, amen, that we looked at in 1 Corinthians 12, is where you're baptized by the Spirit of God. You put into the body of Christ. Okay? Here, we're talking about also about the water. He said in verse 4, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. You know, when they take you down in the water, it being symbolism, it symbolizes that you what? You were buried with Christ. And when you are pulled up out of the water, it's like it represents what? You have risen with him. But once again, it is not valid if you had not done your first work. If you have not accepted Christ as Lord, all you doing is getting wet. Okay? Hallelujah. That's all you're getting. Okay? Hallelujah. And if you go down in the water, see, and you ain't did it, once again, you perpetrating a lie. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You taking down in the water, symbolism of you what? Being buried with Christ. When you're taken up out of water, symbolism what? That you risen with him. But if you have not accepted him as Lord, it is a fake. And you're perpetrating once again a lie. Like I said, the man that find a woman and just slap a ring on the finger, they perpetrating a lie. If they ain't went through the ceremony, never met each other, something like that, and he just find on the street, listen, I want, oh, here, put that ring on. You my wife. No, that ain't working. Not like that. Hallelujah.
Man.
We said in verse 5, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. This is the symbolism that shows when you are being in water baptism. Once again, it's symbolism, okay? It symbolizes, it testifies to what? To the children of men, okay? It's showing to those who are witnessing seeing this. It's witnessing openly to the Father, okay? But once again, if you hadn't accepted him as Lord, once again, you're perpetrating a lie. Point blank. Hallelujah. And you got so many people out there who have done that. Some of them have done in ignorance, and some of them have done it just simply don't care, okay? All I want to do is be a member of a church, so when I go to work on Monday morning, I can tell folks I went to church. That's what I want to do. Or if I'm in a fraternity or sorority and I want to add something to my resume, what's one of the things they like to add to their resume? I'm a member of a church. That's it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Lord is coming Amen. Back for saved people, not just baptized people, not just people just thrown in the water. Do you know how many people is sitting there actually thinking this? That, oh, when the Lord come back, he's coming back for me. And they hadn't given their life or their heart to Christ, but they were baptized in water. And they actually think they was okay. Remember, Brother Kenneth Hagin, he said when he went to hell, he yelled out to the Lord, Lord, I've been baptized. And when he yelled out. And guess what? He kept going down. Okay? That didn't take care of nothing. Okay?
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, we have to explain to people about the water baptism and what it symbolizes. And let folks know that, hey, if you hadn't accepted Christ as Lord, ain't no need of me putting you in no water. Okay, period. Okay, because I'm not going to help you perpetrate a lie. You know, and you know what? Some of these ministers that have been doing it, baptizing people in the water, you think they don't know that that person hadn't accepted Christ as Lord? Of course many of them do. But once again, that's another body we can add in the building. Now, I know some people here's on the broadcast, and they get tired of me saying this, but it's the truth. A lot of them is about the money thing. And once again, more your family member join, that's the more money we expect out of you at the collection plate. So when it was you by yourself, and you were dropping $5 in there, now your wife and joining, hey, we're looking for more than $5. Okay, now you ain't got your wife and little JoJo and Susie to join. Oh, my goodness, man. You know what we're looking for, okay? We are looking at you and we eyeing you when you get that collection plate. And we're expecting more than that $5 bill you put up in there. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we're trying to get the building fixed. In fact, we're trying to get a bigger building, okay? That's why we're encouraging more of you to join. But it has a symbolism that, and this is the reason why I have learned through the years, and that's why, now baptism, once again, I want people to hear this before I go on. I'm not saying that water baptism don't have its place. It symbolizes and it's a testimony. But it only symbolizes truth and testify the truth when you have done the first works, okay? That's what I want you to understand. But I'm not so quick to baptize folks. Why? Because the first thing I want to do is get your heart converted. Amen? Converted to Christ. That's the first, foremost, and important thing, okay? Now we got people today trying to do the vice versa. Go get baptized first and then, quote, learn about Jesus later. Amen. That's what they're doing, okay? Because that pastor is eager for you to join. Amen.
Amen.
And what we're seeing in these last days with this pandemic, with these, with many of these mega churches, you're going to see them get hit. And you're going to find out where they truly stand. We're gonna see where many of them truly stand at. Oh, I know it was some hollering, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, Dad, rolling on the floor, jumping up. I know it was all that. But you finna find out where some of them really stand at. Okay? Because you ain't getting people to come to service, that means that the money ain't showing up. And if the money ain't showing up, the new chandelier we paid thousands of dollars for is coming up short. Okay? And we got to have something to pay for that thing. Amen. Simply as that. So, once again, I want to say that water baptism carries a symbolism and a testimony. Okay? Water baptism cannot wipe away your sins. It's a symbolism of the washing away of your sins. But it overall do not have the power itself to do that. It is natural water. Okay? Glory to God. And we need to emphasize that to people and let them know where water baptism has its place. Okay? What it symbolizes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, I thank God for this opportunity. I want to turn it over to the hands of Brother Robert. We have Brother Kevin Guest on here too, and amen. I'm going to let these two brothers come on in there. So go ahead, Brother Robert.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. I like it when the plan comes together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. That Romans. How you doing, brother?
Brother I'm Kevin? Great. How are you,
How
brother?
Are you? All right. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That
yes, Lord.
Romans chapter, that's the same one that the Lord gave me today, okay? I always do the whole scripture, okay? So I'm going to do that
Amen.
Whole scripture, okay? I'm going to go through it,
Amen.
Okay? The reason why we're talking about baptism so much, water baptism, okay, is because people have been putting the what you call the cart before the horse, okay?
Amen.
They got things backwards.
Amen.
When you invite somebody to your church, and you say, and they say, I like this church. Could I join this church? And you say, yes. Let me baptize you. Are you ready to be baptized right now? Yes, I'm ready right now. Well, have put the cart before the horse.
Amen.
That person has to first believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in the church, in order to receive their what? Their sins forgiven, the remission of sins.
Amen.
They don't get remission of sins from the water. The water has no power.
Amen.
to remit sins or to take away their sins, okay?
Amen.
So you're going to put things, you're rearranging God's original design, okay? And when
Amen.
You're doing that, okay, you're going to be in trouble. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Now, you may think that it doesn't matter. Oh, God knows in my heart, yes. But I'm telling you this. If you didn't do according to his word, hallelujah, you are going to end up in one place, and that's not in heaven.
Amen.
You understand that? And when you got, when you once you get down there, just like he, just like brother Kenneth Hagin said, he said, I was going down. I was going down
Amen.
To hell. Hallelujah. Because he knew about sin, okay, but he hadn't repented of his sin.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He was at an age where he could where he could repent. But he didn't repent. He was following the dictates of the church. Who's wrong?
Amen.
The churches are wrong.
Amen.
When you baptize somebody and you baptize them into the church, you're putting the cart before the horse. That means that you have just brought them to the church as if the church had power to forgive sin. The church don't have no such power.
Yeah.
No church has the power to forgive sin. The only one that can forgive sins is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Messiah who died for your sin. That's the door.
Yes.
He is the door. Thank you, Jesus. If you come some other way, you're a liar, you're a thief, and you're going to get knocked down. Because
Amen.
You ain't going to enter in. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, this, if you read these scriptures, okay, and like I said, always read the whole scripture, okay? I might give you one verse so here and there, okay? But you should read that whole chapter to get the whole
Amen.
Meaning, you know, of what the ins and outs of things, okay? It says, what
Amen.
Shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, people try to take advantage of they think they can take advantage of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? They can continue in sin because by grace ye are saved through faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. So, I can sin. Jesus said you can come as many times as you need to repent of your sins. As often, okay? And if a brother come to you 7 times 70 in the day, forgive him, okay? You know, we take these words, okay, and we try to take advantage of the Lord. Is that what we're trying to do? Say, well, I know that I can go and I can take a little drink. I can take a little sip. I can take a little dance. I can take a little prostitution. I can take a little whoring. I can take a little gambling. I can do all these things and just ask God to
yeah.
forgive me. He will forgive me because he's gracious. Well,
Amen.
You are trying to take advantage of the Lord God, and I'm telling you this, it ain't going to wash.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
First says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You're not supposed to live any more in sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
And that's why the water is just a symbol. Like my brother just told you, just a symbol of your obedience to Christ. And it means
yeah.
that you've done all those things that was necessary to bring you to the water. Do you understand
Amen.
That? That the water don't have any power to remit your sins. The water don't forgive your sins. Ain't no forgiveness in the water.
Amen.
It's in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And all it means is that you're following the Lord Jesus Christ and that you have gone down with him and you're coming back up with him.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Follow it close and understand this, okay? Now, you got to read this thing over and over again to get the revelation because Christ has to put this revelation in you. You cannot get this revelation from man. No matter how
yeah.
many times I tell you, you still have to receive this from Christ himself.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because he's the door. So that
Thank you, Jesus.
So that you will know where you will be standing on the rock. Hallelujah. You ain't going to be standing on what Brother Ronnie said or what no other brother said. Okay, you're going to be standing on the rock. You can't
Amen.
Say, everybody can say, the reason why I'm down here in hell because Brother Ronnie told me this. You are supposed to be standing on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. That's where you're supposed to be standing. Everyone in the body of Christ is supposed to be standing on Jesus. He's supposed
Amen.
To be the individual person's rock. You are. He's supposed to be all of our rock. Thank you, Jesus. And there's room
Amen.
On that rock for everybody, for the whole world. Thank you, Jesus. But the whole world don't want to be on that rock. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. And the third verse says, know ye not that so many of whom of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. That means
Amen.
That just like we become flesh of his flesh, and bone of his bone.
Yeah,
why you think that we have the? Why you think after the resurrection, after our resurrection, we gonna look just like Jesus?
Amen.
We gonna be ourselves, yeah. or we gonna look like Jesus? Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus, because we both flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone.
Yeah.
The fourth verse says. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life under that same spirit and power of the resurrection of Christ. We should walk in that newness of life. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Can you understand this?
Yes.
Can you grasp this?
Hallelujah.
Well, you can grasp
yes,
it.
Lord.
Hallelujah. If you want to grasp it, you can understand it. If you say, Lord, I want to understand your truth. Put your
yes,
truth
Lord.
In my heart. Plant it in my heart. Plant these words in my heart so that I can understand. Hallelujah. So that the devil can't take them out of there. Even so,
yes.
we also should walk in the newness of life. What's the newness of life? That's the new life that you supposed that you claim that you are a Christian. If you claim you are a Christian, that's the newness of life. You're supposed to be walking in the light, even as you are,
yeah.
even as you are in the light. You're supposed to walk in the light. But if you're not walking in that light, that means that you are not in the light. Okay.
Amen.
And some of us are walking in darkness. Hallelujah. Some
yes,
of us
Lord.
Are blind. Some of us are deaf. Some of us are dumb spiritually.
Yes.
Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
And you got to, what is it you have to repent of? You got to repent of going the wrong way, of putting the cart before the horse. Now, since we're telling you all these things, thank you, Jesus, we are getting your blood off of our hands.
Amen.
As many of you as has heard this, we are getting your blood off of our hands. We are not guilty of your blood because we're telling you the truth.
Amen.
For we have
Amen.
Been planted in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. You hear that?
Yeah.
In
Amen.
The likeness of his resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. That the body of sin, hallelujah, might be destroyed. What's the body of sin? Your old man. The power
yeah,
of sin,
yeah.
power of Adam, the nature of Adam in your flesh will be destroyed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you give, you know how you give, you know how you give your flesh power and strength over you? Over the spiritual
yeah.
man, it's when you're not walking in the things of Christ. When you're not walking according to the word of God, then you are walking in your flesh. And if you're walking in your flesh, that means that you don't belong to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he still loves you, but you got to come away from that garbage. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I think everybody should go back, go all the way to the go and do their first works over. Hallelujah. You know
Hallelujah.
Why I think you should do your first works over? Everybody should do their first works over so you can know, settle it. Do it over. Do your first works over. It ain't going to hurt you to say, Lord, I repent.
Yeah.
Forgive me of my sins. I'm coming to you like before, like at first, when I first came to you as a sinner, I'm coming to you, Lord God, and I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins and my trespasses and my walking contrary to your will, to your way, to your purpose. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
God, give me, wash me, purge me, hide me under the blood in the name
yes,
of Jesus. Supposed to be, that's what you should be saying now. The people of God should be in great repentance because of all the sin that's in the world is on them because they have not given this message, these words of God to the people. Very few
Amen.
Have done this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And a lot of people are going to hell. People are going
yeah.
to hell every hour, every minute. Actually, people are going to hell.
Amen.
I would not want one person to go to hell, seeing how bad hell is, okay, and knowing how bad hell is. Hell is such a bad place. It's a place of hopelessness where there is no hope because you didn't repent. When you was on the earth, you didn't repent when you
Amen.
Was in flesh. You didn't repent when you was flesh and blood. You thought you could repent when you got in hell, cause you see now you see everything. Now you feel every you feel hell. You know hell is real. You down there, right? You done crossed over, and now you think, hey, I'm gonna see if I can ask God to forgive me. Will He forgive me? I've been down here. Haven't I been down here long enough? That's what a lot of people in hell is crying. Haven't I been here long enough? I've been here such a
yes,
long
Lord.
Time. Well, you ain't been there no long time yet, cause it's you got all eternity to be there,
Amen.
And that's the bad thing about hell. And hell ain't what
yeah.
people think it is. It ain't no repetition. People think hell is repetition. Hell is not just repetition. Hell is more than repetition.
Yeah.
Hell is hell. That's where hell is, and hell hurts, pain,
Amen.
Misery, hallelujah, forever and ever. Thank you. Repenting forever and ever, and your repentance goes nowhere. You're repenting forever and ever, and your repentance goes nowhere because
Amen.
You made your choice. While you was on the earth, okay. Remember, we were telling you a while back ago that you're given a choice, you're given freedom, and you're given liberty. That's what God gives you. So when you make your decisions,
yeah.
it's you making your decisions. Even if you decide, even if the devil suck you into following him, you still have to decide to follow him. The
Amen.
Devil can't make you follow
yeah.
him. Only seduce you, and that means that if he seduced you, you got seduced away from God. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Brother Kevin. You got anything to say? You want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to add to what you guys were talking about. You know, when and the seriousness of this. And, you know, we have to fix our eyes upon Jesus because hell is a place, you know, as described in the Bible, that it's a place of torment. And
Amen.
I think many people have, kind of suppressed that idea because of pleasure. But
Amen.
You know, you could be you could be a pastor and end up there. You could be a church
Amen.
Mother and end up there. So following God's way is important for us, you know, to understand and to you know, because you don't want to stand in jeopardy with you know, with this. And, you know, he has given us a blueprint, you know, in his word that we will have no question about it. And I think with a lot of people, when you look at the word repent, you know, and what it means, that was Jesus' first announcement. That was his first public message, repent. And
Amen.
That word comes out of the word metanoere, which means to take a new thought, take a new idea. You know,
Amen.
His
yeah.
disciples called him Rabbi. Why? Because he was teaching them and he was showing them. You know, if you decide to go to, you said, you know what, I want some chicken. I'm going to go to KFC. And in the distance you see Popeyes. You you say, you know what, instead of going to KFC, I'm going to go to Popeyes. You know what you just done? You just repented.
Amen.
So when God gives us his word and he said, repent. When Jesus stepped on the scene, he said, repent, because a new idea is here. And that idea is the kingdom. And I'm the way to that kingdom. I'm the way
Amen.
To all of these, to peace. I'm the way to eternal life. It is through me. That's why John said, you know what? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He was pointing to him. And he said
Amen.
To them, he said, listen, this guy is coming behind me. Y'all think what I'm doing is something? This guy is coming behind me. I'm telling you, I'm not even worthy to even tie his shoelaces.
Amen.
So this
Amen.
Is what God wants us to understand. You can't make it to heaven without the Son.
Amen.
You can't, but he said, the Bible said, if you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. Any other way, he is the shepherd. He is the way unto the fold. So, what did he pronounce? The kingdom is here. The standards of the kingdom. The ways of
Amen.
The kingdom. The laws of the kingdom. So, if you violate, it's safe to say he will regulate. And God
Amen.
Is a loving God. He'll put you back in line. But one thing that he will not do, and I always say this, God is a gentleman. He will not usurp your right, your choices.
Amen.
Nobody is in hell that did not want to be there.
That's right.
Nobody. If you didn't want God on the earth, when you die, I notice a lot of preachers, they put everybody in hell. Everybody. Oh, everybody go. If you come in that church, you're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. Everybody goes to heaven because your body came through that church.
Amen.
And but there
yeah.
are people that don't want him. And God
Amen.
In his justice and his lovingness, he is not going to force you to be somewhere that you don't want to be. So if
Amen.
You didn't want him while you were here, why would he force you to be with him in the hereafter for eternity? That's torment to you.
Amen.
So mankind, as the message says, mankind chooses this day what his destiny is going to be in the hereafter. But we have to understand this important nugget of truth, that your
Amen.
Only way is through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. The only, and I'm going to close it out with this. The only way, when Jesus came, because of the power of the resurrection, no man whether you love God or whether you hate him, is going to ever die. You're going to spend eternity somewhere, but it's going to be your choice. And thank God that he, because of the resurrection, we have that hope. Because he got up, we have that hope, and we can spend eternal life with him.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Definitely, you know, and as your brother, as your brothers put it, you know, and it's important too that y'all had put that in there to let people know the seriousness of the matter of this thing. We have been coming to you all about the original setup. Tomorrow will be the sixth and final part to the original setup, baptism. And we have been giving you all what Christ originally set up as to be part of the foundation that he had laid. And we are giving you this original setup because, as I said many times before, we haven't even gotten into the meat of the matter yet. I mean, when we get into the falling away, and the reason why we're giving you the original setup is that you may know what has to be restored, what people need to be restored to, okay? And this is why we've been giving you the original setup that Christ set up originally. Because as we get ready to enter into talking to you about the falling away, you will understand concerning the church, the early church. And once again, we've been doing this for the simple fact is that, you know, many have the question, and the question is, if you all serving the same God, why is there so many different ones of you? And you find out that the majority and many ministers would not answer that question, okay? And the thing was that during the time of the early church, we got messed up, okay? The church was overtaken, overthrown, disorganized, you name it, okay?
Yes.
And this is why we talk to you about the work of restitution and restoration. But in order for you to know, we have to give you the original setup of what Christ originally set up, that you may know and understand what has to be restored and what the body has to be restored to, okay? And so as my brothers laid it down to you and let you know, hey, hell is real. And you got people who think because they are water baptized. I ain't say converted to Christ, because many of them is not converted. Because they are water baptized, they're good. And this is why they live evil. They live unholy. Because
Amen.
To them, I am a member of a church, so I am good. So no matter if I did blow you off when you were talking to me about Jesus, or I try to throw rocks at you when you were praising the Lord, try to drop kick you a couple of times because I got tired of you coming to me talking about Jesus, I wanted to do my sin, I'm still thinking I'm going to heaven. Okay? And as Brother Kevin alluded to, some of everybody is in heaven. Okay? You go just about to every funeral, especially here in the United States. Old Joe and little Susie who cuss you out and try to cut you when you try to tell her about Jesus, is and just passed, now she's in heaven. Okay? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, we're laying down the realness of the thing. And once again, I want to say to you all, don't get upset with us because we didn't write the book. Okay? We didn't set the foundation. Jesus did. Okay? We're just the messengers giving you the message and letting you know the realness of it. So when we come to the sixth and final part tomorrow, praise be to God, we will have more to tell you, okay, as we go on. But the heart of the matter that we're going to get to is the falling away and the restoration, restitution. And once again, this is why we are doing this setup, to let you know originally what Christ set up. So I want to ask my brother, Brother Kevin, if you would offer up a closing prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We honor you. And Lord, we love you, Lord. And we just thank
yes,
you for
sir.
Your mercies, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they are new every day. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that while we have breath in our bodies, Lord, Lord, we know it is not because of our own selves, Lord, because you said in you we live, we move, we have our being. And so, Lord,
yes,
we just
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've given us, everything pertaining to life and godliness. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our family, Lord, for those that you have surrounded us with, Lord, those that you have interceding and praying on our behalf and on behalf of our families, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for all of your goodness, Lord, towards the children of men, Lord, and that,
yes,
Lord, you are forbearing, Lord, that you are loving, Lord, that you are kind, Lord, that you are patient, Lord, that you are gracious, Lord. And, Lord, many times, Lord, we have taken those things as a cloak to sin, Lord. But, Lord, we pull off those things tonight, Lord, and honor you, Lord, by presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, Lord, and to your service, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would begin to touch minds, Lord, and as this country, Lord, embarks on a change in power, Lord, Lord, we know that in the spirit realm, Lord, we know, Lord, that things are moving, Lord, and we know that Satan's agenda, Lord, is near at hand, Lord, but prepare the hearts of your people, Lord, for it to be a beacon of light, that we might point them to you, Lord, that we might point them to your direction, Lord, Lord, that Satan's harvest, Lord Jesus, will diminish, Lord. Lord, you said that hell has enlarged itself, Lord. And, Lord, we just
yes,
pray, Lord.
Lord
Jesus, that, Lord, that you will cover those, Lord, that whom you have given us. And, Lord, you said that you will work with us in the vineyard in the last time. You will work with us in the vineyard, Lord. And we know, Lord, that this is the day of the Lord, Lord. So, Lord, we just lift you up, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because it is because of you, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you save to the uttermost, Lord. And we just
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. We honor you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank God for all of you that have been listening. And don't forget, tomorrow night, Lord, say the same. We'll come in our sixth and final part of the original setup, Baptism Part 6. So look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. And for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt, and along with Brother Kevin Bruce, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brothers.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.